Greetings, you guys, gentlemen and gentlewomen. This is Neil Willis for another Anchor Podcast. I want to talk about something within the black community, you know, as I do, because that's where I'm from and I know that the most. But this could extend outside that in very many ways. I find our community very unique. So I talk about this, but it could be a learning lesson for other cultures, races, or what you would call nationalities. But this is something that I see, and I know it's everywhere. People will tell me it's everywhere, but I really see it in my community. We have very toxic relationships with the people that we connect with. A lot of these, the people we connect with, and sometimes even ourselves individually, we're toxic, you know, based on our upbringing. But I'm about to get in that in a minute. There are, it is known, studies have shown, the least human contact you got, the more you have health problems, and you're probably more than likely, you're going to exit the earth early. But I've also seen other studies where you're around toxic people, they shorten your life. I mean, drastically, you know, it's like, I think every cigarette supposedly, I haven't confirmed that, takes 7 years off your life. I wouldn't doubt it. But really, when you have toxic people in your circle, your family, things like that, it's worse than that. It's taking like 10 years. Don't quote me. And then the more toxic people you have in your life, whether, you know, in your circle, that doubles it, quadruples it, depending on the multiple toxic people. See, what I'm trying to say is in the black community, they're going to say, oh, no, it's the black man, black woman relationship. No, that's not the only toxic relationship. Now, I'm speaking not only from a black point of view. I am speaking from a black man's point of view. It's not just the women in your life, you know, relationship-wise, you know. It is also your friendships and really where we get a lot of the toxic backlash or what's going on in our life with the people that are toxic is family first. And then it comes friends. Now, in families, I know you can't help who you're born to and who you're related to. But the way we're raised, the way we're taught, and this is where I'm going to get into it, it is unhealthy because we're born to mostly, not all of us, but mostly single mother homes. They don't know what it's like to have a man in the house, so therefore there's chaos and disorder. But, you know, a lot of us, we don't have the same dads. You know, there's sibling rivalry anyways, but it doesn't help when you have different dads. And there's this game in the day called the Dirty Dozens. And then you talk about each other's dad and, you know, your dad's crispy, too dark, your dad's a bum, you don't even know your dad, and blah, blah, blah. These things transcend as we're older. And then I'm trying to get to it, but family is the number one most factor of where you're going to get your toxic relationships from. Some of it transcends for you black men into your female relationships if you've had toxic relationships with your mothers. If you've had toxic relationships with your mothers, it's going to be hard for you to get right with your fellow sister. Well, it could even be your sister, biologically, half-sister, whole-sister, you know, female co-workers, or just other people in general. The mother sets this foundation for nurturing and support. And if a lot of us brothers and a lot of us sisters, really, we haven't been raised with nurturing values. So what's going to happen you're going to go out there in the world ill-equipped because you were brought up with no love, no nurturing. I'm not going to say you didn't have no love, but it's going to be in a bad way. You are not going to be functionally, properly able to handle these situations. But like I'm saying, you can grow up like with a toxic mother, a toxic auntie, toxic grandmother, I guess in some cases, toxic grandmothers. Most of us, we don't have our dads in the house. We might have toxic stepdads, toxic male role models like our uncles. These things, we are equipped with ill-gotten gains, what leads to how we're going to go out in the world. And you are severely naked if you grew up in a dysfunctional, toxic relationship. That shit happens. And like I said, it happens everywhere. You're not just the black community. But then the other things, see, it's harder to leave those type of people alone because they're your family. You're bound to them by blood. And some of it is, you know, by blood, and you're required to. And I'm not saying this, but yeah, you can break that shit. You could break it quick. But I will admit, it is harder. It is stressful. But I would rather deal with the stress of separating from a toxic brother, a toxic sister, a toxic mom, toxic grandma, toxic auntie, toxic stepdad, whatever. It is imperative for you brothers, especially you young brothers that I'm talking to and advocating for, that, and I know it's hard, you need to leave them alone, like immediately. Because everybody's got that, these family members or family member where you dread going to family holiday dinners, family hookups, even family reunions for those that still have them. You dread seeing that person or persons. And then when it's over, it's almost like you got to decompress for a week or two. See, that is weighing on your life. It's taking some of your time away. You deserve it to yourself. Self-love comes first. This is back to the mantra what I'm on. Save yourself, black man. I don't care if it was my mama. I don't care if it was my grandmama. I don't care if it was my uncle or even my real biological dad. My brothers, which I don't talk about that much. I've got two little half-brothers. We're all from the same mama. They're toxic as hell. I had to separate from them. You owe it to yourself to separate from them. Because even if you got your life together, you're getting your life on track. When you got toxic family members, they always seem to know how to come in and fuck your shit up. They know how to come in and cause chaos. And when they leave your home, you're stuck with a chaotic brain. Just like y'all was when you was kids or adolescents. You owe it to yourself to separate from them situations. I don't give a fuck how they're related to you. I don't care what kind of blood bond we got. I don't care what we went through together. Soon as you start seeing things when they're leaving, and then you're in a bad state of mind, and I'm just saying everybody has bad days. Don't get me wrong. But if you see that they're doing this more than once, man, they're toxic. You need to leave them alone immediately. No matter how hard it is. I've done it. I really have done it. The next thing is friendships. Now, friends come and go. I've had many friends come and go. Some of it, you know, we all have different walks of life. A lot of us have fell out. But when you notice a friend that's being toxic, always bringing some bullshit to your house, always argumentative, or even if they're, you know, every time they come around, they just got this negative outlook on life that drains your positivity. You know, that drains, say you've got a passion or ambition. When they come around, they make you feel like you can't do that or you can't accomplish that or but what if. Man, it's hard to separate from family members. But really, honestly, and I understand as men, and I'm talking to females too, but as men, we're more loyalty bound, one with family and then our associates. even colleagues at work. But if you see that these people, just like family, are, they're taking from you to the point where you're always angry, you're always feeling defeated, you know, you got a negative vibe, and before they came, you was all right. You need to drop them, and it's a lot easier to drop them. Friends come and go. See, the black community, they have this unreasonable thing where you need to be loyal. Yeah, you be loyal to the people that are loyal to you. And I do understand scientifically and really within the human spirit, we are all social creatures. We are all meant to be around each other. I mean, in some cases, some people are just, you know, antisocial. But a lot of this antisocial behavior that's going on in the black community is derived from toxic relationships. There will be less antisocialism if certain black people separate from toxic people. There will be less infighting, less black-on-black violence. There will be less jealousy, less women trying to take other women's men if everybody recognize socially who is toxic for them and who is not. But we are held to a standard. We all got to come together, kumbaya, no matter what. But see, like I said, socially, we are meant to be, as humans, to interact with each other, you know, for resources and things. You know, a lot of black people back in the day, they did the thing called the barter system. But we can't do that now. Somebody's going to be disloyal. Somebody's going to say, I got you back. And somebody's going to be left holding the bag. Somebody's going to be resentful. Fighting and violence and all that stuff starts to happen. And last but not least, I've talked about it many times, the black man and black female relationship. And this is another main reason why they go SYSBM. But really why they go save yourself, black man. It does have a lot to do with the relationship with their mother. But a lot of these men out here, unconsciously, they're picking the same type of woman that was toxic like their mothers or other family members. And then they wonder why they're in prison or jail, or they just, you know, they might be all right in life, but they're wondering why they got hypertension, they've had strokes, some of them pass away because the women is driving them crazy because they're toxic. And really, it could go both ways too, because the women, they in my community, they love to choose toxic men over good men. Matter of fact, good men are lame. But when you're around toxic people, see, socially, it takes years off your life. If you're not social, if you're antisocial, it takes, you can, all types of internal organs, and you'll have physical problems and mental problems. But at the same time, this new Harvard study says, yes, you need to be social. You need those good social interactions. Key words, good. If you've got social interactions, you're better off alone. You'll lose more time off your life dealing with those people than just being alone. Leaving people alone altogether. And even though you'll live short that way too, but I guess you'll live in peace. And I understand that. And I am trying to tell these young black men, I'm not saying it is healthy. And I never did say, when I say alone, I'm not saying be a monk. I'm just saying, if everybody, and I know everybody don't have that, but if a lot of people in your circle is toxic, family, friends, relationships, you need to cut them like a bad habit. Some of us, we need to come out of our comfort zone, the shit that we know. See, we're comfortable because we know what to expect. But really, you need to cut those people off. And it is a time to be alone. There's a time and place for everything. There's a time to be alone to figure out what you want, what you don't want, what you like, what you dislike. It's time to look in the mirror. But then, you know, some brothers, some sisters, they're good. There's good socialization if you're in a positive. I mean, no workplace is always positive, but if it's a more positive than negative, you can get your socialization there. Some places, maybe it's your neighbors. Maybe you can go to, and I don't say go to these Christian churches, but that there's many ways you can get your socialization on without having to deal with toxic people. Me, myself, I'd rather be alone than in bad company. A lot of brothers and sisters say that, but they really don't do that. They hang out with the most toxic people and wonder why their life is chaotic. It may not look like it on the outside, but on the inside, these people have issues. Because when you're around toxic people, you tend to smoke cigarettes. You tend to drink more than you do often. You might be a weed smoker, but now you find yourself, if you could, you know, smoke a certain amount a week, you're doubling that. Because these people got your nerves bad. Now, when I say separate yourself, I don't mean be a monk. I don't mean just stay all by yourself. Cut women off, cut men off, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just socially cut yourself off. I'm just saying, be more wise with the people you choose to have in your company. And like I said, you can't help with family. That's the biggest battle. But if you can cut off toxic family members, shit, you can cut off anybody without a moment's notice. Like I said, I've done it. But yeah, it is bad to be all the way alone as a human being. Although some can do it, most can't. They all can do it, but most are not going to live a very long life. But it's equally, if not, no, actually way worse, is to surround yourself with toxic people. It is not a good thing. God wanted us to be social, but he didn't want you to be around a bunch of toxic people. And I'm going to tie this in. Really, this is the lack of fathers in the house. This is really an epidemic. Really, it's an endemic within the black community. Nobody wants to talk about it, honestly. They talk about it, but they don't talk about it. There's a big elephant in the room. Back to the black-on-black violence, high pregnancy rate, single mother, fatherless homes, high rates of abortions. These are things, you know, the destruction of the family unit, where the single mom is the mom and the dad, and these children growing up in very chaotic environments. And when I say SYSBM, young brothers, I am saying save yourself, black man. When I don't just be talking about ratchet black women that you need to not be with and they're telling you you need to be with. I'm talking about family members. I'm talking about some of your closest friends. I'm talking about some of these people that are your coworkers. You might not be able to separate with your coworker, but you can just do your job and mess with them minimally as possible, as small as possible, just to get the job done. But everybody else, this is your life. You only live it once. And really, life is quick, whether it's a long life or short life. You do not have to consort yourself with them people. You do not have to hang around them people. You do not have to have them people in your life, in your home. You do not have to, just because people say this and black people need to come together. How can you come together when half the motherfucking, if not really, most of the community is toxic? They're misguided. It's chaotic. You owe it to yourself. This is your life. Give a fuck what nobody say with this punk ass cancel culture and sellout bullshit, shaming tactics. You do what's best for you. I tell my sons that. I tell my daughters that. Really, I just give them a little bit, my daughters, but really, I'm about to be on them about it. They do what makes you happy. You don't have to go just because that's your family member. That's your homeboy from the hood. Y'all came up. Sometimes people change. Sometimes they've always been the same, but sometimes us, we've been the naive ones. We were the ones that didn't really see how ruggedly toxic our associates, our homeboys can be. You know, that's, you know, just being young. But that doesn't mean you have to. You have to. See, a lot of this in the black male culture comes from sets and gang cultures, because there's no strong male role model in the house, so they seek security outside. And then as you get older, you see how toxic these people are. Borrow money, not paying it back. You got your own place. You might have an old lady. You might be married. These niggas just pop up. They don't call. They just pop up. They come to disrupt your motherfucking peace. Your house is your haven. Your life is your haven, but especially your house. When niggas is coming by, not respecting you, they're coming over, shit's getting started, and inadvertently shit comes back on you, you need to leave them people alone. Like I said, I'm not just talking about the women in our community. I am talking about there are toxic people, and toxic people need to be separated from. Coochie.
No, he's at Walmart. He'll be back shortly, though. All right.
Be cool. I'll let him know you came by. What's your name again?
Trey. I'll let him know, yo.
Sorry about that. One of my son's friends came by looking for him. But you are not obligated to look out for them. I don't care if you came up in a gang, a drug game. I don't care if it's your sister, your brother, your mama. If mama can't get right, she don't like the type of woman you're with, or she's trying to run your life and you're fully grown and you got your own shit. Hey, I'm not saying cut your mama off, but I'm not saying you need to listen to everything she does. If it's wearing down on you, you need to put some distance between you and your mama. Because a lot of our issues really do stem from our mama. And I hate to say it, a lot of our mamas, they weren't raised right. Their dad or y'all's granddad wasn't around. But, and I understand that. That's a problem. And I'm not going to get into how a lot of this is happening. Women are using welfare, running the man off because they're strong and independent. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how the shit came to be. It's toxic. You owe it to yourself. Just because this is what happened and this and this and this and that, nah. It doesn't matter. You owe it to yourself. Love yourself. First, before you can love anybody else, you gotta love yourself. Anything else to me is self-hate. And you can't help nobody else when you don't love yourself. Fuck them people. Fuck them people, man. I know this was kind of... I usually freestyle off the brain, but this was real unscripted. It was just a thought that hit my mind. But you don't owe these people nothing. I don't care if they birthed you. Mom or dad, you see what I'm saying? I don't care if it's your stepdad, your stepmama, your aunties, your grandmas, your great-grandmas, your sisters, your aunts, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters. If they're bad for you... Just like poison, if it's your best friends, cut them the fuck off. You can cut coworkers off too, it's just you gotta play it different. You just do your job. It's less talk and keep it moving. Don't hang out after work. Hey, let's go to the bar. Nah, I'm busy. I gotta bounce. There are certain ways to cut off people. And especially black men, we always feel obligated that we have to hold these certain ties and structures even when it goes against what's good for us. When it's counterproductive for us, we tend to feel the pressure to try to keep those connections going. Absolutely not. Like I said, it is bad to be lonely or really alone. There's a difference between lonely and alone. It's bad that way, but you get more time taken off your life from dealing and what is that word? You're dealing and tolerating toxic people. You don't have to tolerate them. Man, keep it pushing. Tell them what the fuck it is. I understand, like your mom. You let her know, hey, I'm a grown man. I'm a grown woman. I love you and thank you for doing what you did, but you can't run me. Certain people, including your mother, you really can't. You know, it just depends on the individual. Certain people, you don't got to tell them nothing. You don't owe them nothing. Just separate. Every time they come around or call, I'm busy. They'll get mad at first, but they'll get the picture. And if they don't, fuck them. This is your life. You gotta live it. This is your movie. You gonna let somebody else direct your own movie? I know I'm not. But this is just what I wanted to say. See, what I'm trying to do is get the positive or the people that are trying their best, I call black people, to separate from them niggas. The problem with separating from niggas that they have a problem with on the separation is most black people got niggas in their family. To which degree, I don't know. Some is less, some is more than others. But they got niggas on the male side and the female side. So they feel obligated. They might have grew up in the hood. They hung out with some real niggas in the hood. Now they feel like they're letting them down if they leave them alone. Nah. Or some type of gang tie. Nah. You live your life. This is your life. This is your world. Squirrel, get your nut. But yeah, this is Neil Winless. I was just getting, you know, just a thought for the day. It's just basically separate from toxic people. SYSBM, you guys have a blessed day. Neil Winless is out.